It's never hard to find my toy for the evening. I can always tell who it's going to be. There's something in their eyes, a sense of entitlement. The suit, the swagger, there's always a clue there. They think they're the one hunting me. Oh, how wrong they are. They expect nothing less than my body to please them. It comes so easily to them. Girls on their knees. That's what they're used to. Not tonight, though. Not tonight. I catch their eye. My red lips on a straw. My hand brushes my hair just off my face. They never miss the signals. They never approach. No, they want me to be a good girl and come to them. That's what they're used to. They never think the spider is spinning its web. It never crosses their minds. That's what makes us all so satisfying. I make sure they see it when I leave, when I slink off the bar stool and glide to the back. I want them to see that I push open the door to the men's room. I want them to think it's going to be just that easy. I want them to think they've already won. Two stalls. I'm in one, waiting. They always take a quick look. They can see those red heels under the door. They almost never speak. Maybe a chuckle. So arrogant. So cocky. They have no idea what they're in for. Sometimes, it takes them a moment to figure out the game. Some have done this type of thing before. They go into the empty stall. The worst part of all this for me is I never get to see their faces. I never get to see their eyes light up when they see the hole. When they piece it all together, I never get to see the excitement, the anticipation, and I never get to see all that disappear when they realize how it all went wrong. There are no hellos, no words. They just shove their cock into that hole and wait. Some are hard and throbbing already, some small and flaccid. I always start the same way. A velvet glove. Long, slow strokes. Gentle, barely touching. I don't want them too excited. I want them right on the edge. I stroke up and down the shaft until they are rigid and twitching. Until you can feel their desperation through the thin wall between us. They want my mouth. My cunt. Anything more satisfying than this soft velvet touch. They never get it. So eager to feel anything other than that glove. They never expect the next sensation to be cold, hard metal. That little clamp snaps shut. Such a simple little lock. But it always holds them in place. And it always keeps them hard. They can't pull away now. They're trapped. And that's when they first hear my voice. This belongs to me now. And then the real fun begins. I slap at it to start. Hard, quick slaps. They always swear at me. Demand to be let go. Tell me I'm a crazy bitch. A whore, a cunt. I am all those things, but I am also in fucking charge. That's what they hate the most. Every word out of their mouth earns another hard slap. They get the idea fast enough. They realize quickly the position they're in. If they don't, I simply drag my nails down their shaft. I dig grooves into their manhood and laugh at the sounds of their gasps and squeals. They behave after that. The only thing I want to hear out of your fucking mouth, bitch, is, yes, mistress. They hate that. They like to think they're in control, that they are the alpha. But, of course, they're not. They lost that control the moment I caught their eye from across the room. And now they realize just how weak they are. For perhaps the first time ever, they realize someone else is in complete control. They are the helpless, overpowered one. I toy with it. They beg. They plead. I don't care. Slaps, my nails. Sometimes I sink my teeth in. Whatever I feel like doing, I can. And I do. And when I tire of that, I use them. They are no different than a toy I keep in the drawer. They're always so hard, so thick with anger and desperation. I love fucking them like that. I ease back, glide down, and let myself be filled. I moan so fucking loud that people at the bar must be able to hear. This is not for you. This is for my pleasure. Be a good little bitch and take it. I pay attention to their bodies. They never get to come. I only snap my hips until I feel their cocks twitch and that explosion begin to build. And then I stand up. I want to see their weak, sad orgasm drip out of them. I laugh at it. They moan so fucking good. The frustration, the desperation, the room is filled with it. A small toy in my purse gets me off. Why should both of us be denied? I tell them how good it feels, how hard it's going to make me come. I make them listen to the pleasure they won't get. When I'm satisfied, I slide off my panties and tie them around their withering cock. A little parting gift, a pretty pink bow. I adjust myself and exit the stall. I thank them for being such a good bitch. I laugh as I let the door close behind me. They'll never see women the same way again. They'll never again think of them as prey. This is a public service. Tomorrow night, another town, another bar. But the end will be the same. It always is.